I want to take this moment to introduce you to the executive director of Mennonite Church USA. Many of you have met Urban Stutzman before. Urban lives just up the road or down the road, some would say. If you're local, you would say he lives down in Harrisonburg. He is a member of Parkview Mennonite Church. Urban has served in the executive director role now for about 7 years. Before that, he was the dean at Eastern Mennonite Seminary, where he was my professor. Urban not only taught me how to preach, but he also is the person who placed my hood upon my shoulders whenever I finished my seminary degree. So Urban is going to come forward and just give us some introductions, or not introductions, but some greetings from Mennonite Church USA.
Well, thank you, Kevin, for a chance to just give brief greetings here. We, as Mennonite Church USA, have a vision, which I shared with the Sunday school class, that God calls us to be followers of Jesus Christ, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, to grow as communities of grace, joy, and peace, so that God's healing and hope flow through us to the world. Now, I'd like to just tell you a story, since I've already said some of the kind of things in Sunday school that I would normally say in a greeting. I want to tell you a story of one that gives me hope of a way that God actually did that, actually through my own life and our congregation. Several years ago, it's a little less than 3 years ago, a man came to visit our congregation one Sunday morning. He was from China. He could speak a little bit of English, but not much. He was visiting his wife, who had been here as a student. He had just come. He himself was a professor at a university teaching Western philosophy, so the Communist Party. And his wife was a member of the Communist Party. So here he is in our worship service, and he's reading the bulletin. And the church bulletin gives a list of Sunday school classes, and one of the classes was Jesus Preparing for Death. He was very intrigued by such a title. Certainly never one he would have read anywhere in China, because you don't talk about dying in public. So he went to Sunday school class. Well, it happened that my wife was the teacher of that class, a guest teacher, following the uniform lesson, with a group of mostly senior adults in that place. So here he is, sitting in... money's welcome anytime here, right? So he goes to the Sunday school class, and he's asking questions about what do they believe about dying. Because he said, my father is very afraid of dying. So the Sunday school class was mostly taken up with trying to understand his poor English and responding to him. But it ended up, he came back the next Sunday. This is so amazing, because he's not a Christian. He's a communist. And he is in class. And my wife came home from church and she said, I think this man is a seeker. He's asking all these questions. Shall we have him over for a meal? So, right. I said, okay, that sounds like a good idea. And so we had him and his wife, I'll call him, his name was Guilo and his wife Lynn, came over for a meal, and we invited some other members of that Sunday school class, two of them, to come to our house and learn all about Guilo and his teaching, and learned about the Communist Party, and learned about their activities as professors in this huge university, 30,000 students. There's lots of universities with 30,000 students in where they live. But in the end, he kept asking about death and his father's dying, and he led me to ask him a question, because I sensed that God was at work in his life. And I asked him if he would like to become a follower of Jesus. And he said, yes. And that evening in my home, on my 60th birthday, this man was born again. Now, that's not the end of this story. Because the very next week, they were going to have to go home to China, but he said, I want to take you out for a meal. So he invited us out, same people that had been in our home, for a meal at a Chinese restaurant. And he said, I am a Christian. That means I need a new name. Can you give me a Christian name? I had never been asked to give somebody a name like that. But I gave him some choices from the Bible along with meaning of those names, and he chose the name Joseph. That's not the end of the story. He went back home and decided that he wanted to be baptized, and he asked if he could come back here again to be baptized in our church. No, I said, well, we would love that, but you should be baptized in a congregation right there where you are. You should find Christians there. So he was worshiping in different places. And on the anniversary of his being at our home, he was baptized. In other words, he came to Christ on a Saturday night. That date, a year later, was a Sunday morning. He was baptized in a congregation, and he has since been on the worship team for that congregation. Now, that's a large church. I mean, like 5,000 members in that congregation. And it's divided into a number of different churches, and it has five services on a Sunday. So he goes to the first service, and then he teaches in others. I'll take the story a little further. Joseph said, I feel called to be a teacher of Christ. Can I come to Eastern Mennonite Seminary? Well, the answer was, yes, he could come for a visit. So he spent 6 months here being discipled and learning there. And he's now on a worship team back in China. He's the professor, but he's back in China, teaching and helping to start a new congregation from this church that he's been a part of. Now, why do I tell you that story? Because I left out lots of details. But it's an exciting story because it shows that God is an evangelist. Because when we went back and looked at all the different things that happened, they couldn't have happened had not God, through the Holy Spirit, been orchestrating them from one place to another. I mean, just how likely is it that you would go to a church and read the bulletin with something about death for a Sunday morning? And how likely is it that the author who wrote that lesson put that as the title and the editor said, no, let's not put something negative like that in the title and changed it. And the author said, no, let's leave it that way. And they put it back. Just how likely is that to happen? And how likely is it to happen for him to go to a class where there's older people who don't care if the lesson gets hijacked to give attention to a visitor who comes who's seeking God? I tell all that to bring greetings from our church, because our church wants to be a missional church. A church that comes along and asks, what is God doing in this community and how can we join in with that? I pray that that may be your congregation.